Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where the spotlight is on you in your business. For more information about People You Need to Know, please log on to our website at sparkplugpeople.com. We have a special treat for you today. Our guest today is Dr. Shay Hall, and since introducing the dental spa to the Marietta area, not only has Dr. Shay Hall received patients from all around the Metro Atlanta area, but patients from as far away as California and Chicago have traveled to experience dentistry with a pampering touch. Dr. Shay Hall received a B.S. in biology from Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona Beach, Florida, and her dental degree from the University of Maryland, Baltimore College of Dental Surgery. Dr. Shay Hall, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug. It's a pleasure to be here to talk with you today.
Well, it's great to have you here. You know, there are many cosmetic procedures that can enhance your smile, but let's get with the facts first. Let's start with the statistics. 87% of adults acknowledge that they'll remember someone with an attractive smile, and 74% of adults believe an unattractive smile can hurt career opportunities, and 92% of adults agree that an attractive smile is an important social asset. So, Dr. Shay Hall, when it comes to teeth whitening, there are many ways to enhance your smile. What are some of them?
Well, there are many products on the market these days, and professional tooth whitening can be significantly more effective if done in a dental office. The dentist can polish away superficial stains. We can apply the bleaching solution in a control environment, and then we use a special lamp or laser to optimize the results. You may also be sent home with gel and trays that you can use every day for up to several weeks. Usually the results are amazing. Someone can increase their whiteness 6 to 8 shades most of the time.
Wow. Well, another way to get a winning smile or enhance your smile is through veneers and crowns. What's the difference?
Well, veneers have been really popular since Extreme Makeover. And the difference between the two, the veneers are thin shells of porcelain, similar to a fake fingernail, and they're permanently bonded to the front side of your tooth. A crown are thin shells of porcelain as well, but the crown is bonded over the entire tooth. If the tooth isn't healthy, if it's damaged, or if it's decayed, a crown would be a better option.
Okay. Well, let's get back to teeth whitening. Talk a little bit about bleaching.
Well, bleaching has been around for years and years, and the peroxide that is used is definitely safe. There's different strengths depending on if a patient is sensitive or not, but the results are amazing. You can do take-home whitening with trays that usually will take maybe up to 2 weeks to get a nice result. Or we have laser one-hour whitening, which you can do in a dental office, and usually the results are instant, usually 6 to 8 shades.
Wow. In one cleaning?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Usually we'll polish the teeth first just to make sure we remove the superficial stains from your teeth, and then we'll apply the gel. And that gel activates with oxygen molecules that penetrate the teeth, and that whitens and lifts the color.
Well, Dr. Shay Hall, what is bonding and how can it enhance my smile?
Well, bonding has been around for a while, and basically it's tooth-colored material, like a resin material or a plastic-like material. And this material doesn't last as long as porcelain, usually between 5 to 7 years, but it's an inexpensive way for someone to close gaps. Bonding can also be used in the back teeth to replace silver fillings. You know, most people have silver fillings from years ago, but now most dentists are using bonding or composite materials, which are tooth colored, which will enhance your smile so you won't have that dark look when you smile.
How long does the bonding process take?
Usually you can do the bonding in one visit, roughly about an hour to 2 hours, depending on how many teeth are involved.
So how does teeth contouring work, and is it an option for most dental patients?
Well, there's definitely a strict criteria for tooth contouring or cosmetic contouring. Usually if there are minor flaws in the smile, maybe a chip here and there, tooth contouring will be an excellent option. It's economical, and basically you can get it done in one visit. Usually the dentist will file the teeth similar to filing your fingernails and then shape the teeth in an ideal position or an ideal shape that you're looking for.
Well, over the last few years, I've been hearing a lot about Invisalign, clear trail liners. What are they?
Most people are familiar with orthodontic work or with braces with the silver brackets, but Invisalign is a new technology now where you can use clear aligners or trays to straighten your teeth. They're undetectable, and usually the treatment lasts maybe up to a year to 2 years. It's really quick. The other thing I like about Invisalign, the dentist can take records of your teeth, which will take molds, take photographs, send it to the Invisalign laboratory, and they can send us a 3D movie where you can see results before you get started.
Wow.
It'll show you before and after in that 3D movie.
When it comes to price, how does the Invisalign price compare to the regular braces price?
Usually they're about the same. They start at about $5,000 and they can go up to $7,000 depending on the severity of the case.
Are payment plans available?
Yes, they are. Payment plans are available for most dental procedures, cosmetic procedures nowadays through CareCredit. There are other banking options where you can extend your payment up to 5 years, similar to a car payment.
So say if someone was to hear you on the radio today and call you up later on this afternoon and say, Dr. Hall, I want to get this Invisalign, the clear tray aligners, but I don't have the money to put down. Can they still get the Invisalign?
Well, what we could do is a five-minute procedure. They can apply for CareCredit, and we can know a yay or nay in 5 minutes. And we can definitely get started that day if they're approved.
So if they're approved, there's no down payment?
There's no down payment because CareCredit will take care of everything.
Okay. Well, when should someone consider getting tooth-colored restorations?
Tooth-colored restorations are a great option if someone has small cavities or small silver fillings that they want to replace. Tooth-colored fillings aren't as strong as porcelain or a lab-fabricated bonding, and they usually last anywhere from 5 to 7 years, but they're definitely an excellent option to replace silver fillings.
And how long is that procedure?
It usually takes around the same time as a regular filling material or a filling procedure, about an hour or two, depending on how many teeth are involved.
Okay. Well, what is laser gum contouring and gum lift?
Well, laser technology has definitely made an impact in the dental profession. Most gum treatments were done surgically with an actual scalpel, but today we have laser technology where we can go in and basically do a nip tuck for your gums. If you look in a mirror and if you have a gummy smile, most people are uncomfortable with that. So you can go to a cosmetic dentist with laser technology and they can sculpt your gums to make your teeth appear longer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you speak a little bit about lip repositioning? It sounds painful to me, is it?
Well, definitely anesthetic is used, and you will definitely have some discomfort at the end, but Motrin will take care of that. But lip repositioning is another option for someone if laser gum contouring is not enough. Some people have a high lip line, and when they smile, you just see all of their gums. If laser gum contouring is not an option, lip repositioning can actually lower the lip down so all you see are teeth.
Is that what Tiger Woods had? I mean, he has a beautiful smile.
How
can people get the Tiger Woods smile?
You can tell that he has a high lip line because you see a lot of his gums, but he also has beautiful teeth as well. They look like veneers. I'm not sure what he has, but they look like veneers. If anyone wants to have a Tiger Woods smile or any other celebrity, there are an array of options that you can pick when you choose veneers because veneers can be shaped to your specification. You can have them short, long, round, square, just about anything, and we can custom your smile to you and your personality.
If someone wants that type of Tiger Woods smile, that when they walk into a room and they just brighten up the whole room with their smile, what is that called?
It's called Smile Design.
Smile Design?
Uh-huh, Smile Design. That's the new terminology that cosmetic dentists are using these days. It's basically designing your smile, not only with the teeth, but also the lips and the gums to get an ideal look for your smile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How can implants, bridges, or dentures enhance my smile?
Well, we definitely encourage people to keep their teeth for a lifetime, and it can happen. But every now and then, if you lose a tooth, it can be replaced with implants or bridges, or if you have lost all of your teeth, you can enhance your smile with dentures. Implants are a great option nowadays because it can help preserve your jawbone. If you have noticed older adults, if their face has shrunken in or sunken in, they have lost their teeth. Implants help replace that bone and help replace your jaw structure to have a youthful appearance. So implants are a great option. A bridge can also replace a gap or a missing tooth, but it doesn't do anything for your jawbone. And dentures, however, they're definitely an option if you can't afford implants because they're a less expensive option.
Well, with the dentures today, do they have to still keep them in the glass at night like my grandmother used to do when I was growing up?
They have both options available. You can still keep them in the glass at night, or you can get implant-retained dentures, which are very popular now because most people are embarrassed if they're talking with a denture, if their denture moves or pops out. We can retain dentures now with implants. You can get implants first, and your dentures can snap into place.
Mm-hmm. How often should someone visit a dentist, and why is it so important to your overall health?
Well, I definitely encourage everyone to see their dentist at least twice a year just for preventative maintenance, because if you don't go, you don't know what's happening in your mouth. And also just for cleaning appointments. 85% of the population has some form of gum disease, and if it's not treated, it could just get worse. Your mouth is definitely the gateway to your soul. If there's gum disease progressing in your mouth, it could cause other illnesses such as high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, even premature births.
Now, wow, that leads me to my next question. What is gum hygiene therapy all about? Is that about treating gum disease?
It is. Most people are familiar with the term cleanings, but it's more in-depth than just a cleaning. Gum hygiene therapy is basically attacking the bacteria that's destroying your gum tissue because gum disease is an active infection. Most people don't realize it. It has to be treated with different therapies, different antibiotic medicines, different tools that only dentists have. You can't do it yourself. Definitely, 80% of it is your home care. You have to brush, you have to floss your teeth, definitely take care of your health. But a professional cleaning, a professional gum hygiene therapy is recommended at least twice a year. If you have a disease, gum disease, which is called periodontal disease, it's recommended that you get this therapy at least four times a year.
Well, Dr. Hall, Reader's Digest had an article in it a few months ago, and it said that the dentist may be the most important doctor you see this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so important for people to see a dentist that can help them spot other potential illnesses before your family doctor sees that potential illness?
I agree, and I read that article. Different diseases manifest in the mouth before you see signs and symptoms outside of the body. So dentists are trained to recognize these changes. If you have liver disease, you can see the changes in your gums. If you have even like a blood condition, leukemia, you can see the changes in your mouth just through your gums. Your gums are a telltale sign for something else that's going on in your body. Another issue would be to get screened for oral cancer. Oral cancer is the forgotten disease, and the survival rate is very low compared to breast cancer, lung cancer. Most people only live within 5 years if it's not diagnosed soon enough, and dentists are trained to see this.
How prevalent is oral cancer in this country, in the United States?
Oh, 30,000 people are diagnosed with oral cancer each year, and that's astounding.
Mm-hmm.
30,000 people. One of my girlfriends, her brother just passed away from oral cancer, and he didn't know until the last minute. He didn't keep his dental appointments.
You got to keep those dental appointments. Well, Dr. Shea Hall, the dental spa, that sounds very relaxing. What does your office staff do to make a visit to the dentist so relaxing that people are coming from California and Chicago to experience the dentistry with a pampering touch?
Well, I've always envisioned having a spa-like atmosphere in a dental office. I was destined to become a dentist because I was always in the dental chair growing up, and I envision having a patient relaxed, pampered during the procedures because most people are anxious. We have aromatherapy throughout the office. We have the soothing spa music. We have waterfalls running throughout the office. And we also have massage in the chair. And our guests are always treated with a paraffin wax. They can dip their hands in paraffin wax to soothe their muscles or jaw joint and have a refreshing scent afterward. And also, after the procedure, we give them a choice of either a cool or a warm towel so they can refresh their mouth after the procedure.
Wow. Now, did your time in the Air Force Dental Corps have something to do with you creating the dental spa?
Well, I always knew I was going to have my own dental practice. The Air Force was definitely a stepping stone. I received great training while I was in the Dental Corps for 6 years. And during that time, I was able to concentrate on the education of dentistry. And during that time, I also thought, okay, I want to put this education to good use in an environment where patients can appreciate it.
But Dr. Hall, how can you be reached?
I can be reached by phone at 770-563-8100, or you can contact me by email at DocHall, DocHall, at bellsouth.net. Or you can definitely reach us through our website. And our website is www.thedentalspa-atl.com.
And what's the easiest way to get to your office in Marietta?
Our office is conveniently located right off of 75 North, exit 260 Windy Hill Road. And we're on the corner of Windy Hill and Powers Ferry in the Mellow Mushroom Shopping Center.
Well, Dr. Hall, I'd like to say thank you for being with us today on People You Need to Know on Internet Radio.
Thank you so much, Farplay. It was my pleasure.
And thank you and our listening audience for tuning in to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And for more information about our guests or any guests we have on our show, please log on to sparkplugpeople.com.